Carly Simon and Nobody Does It Better, 929. Great lead into the weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every week, we talk with either Dr. Vandegrift or today, Dr. Brian Adler about various health concerns. We're going to be covering a topic we have not talked too much about over the years, sexual function and dysfunction in males and females, and especially as we age. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
Welcome back to the airwaves. This is a topic, of course, that everyone's going to be interested in, male or female, but there are some different things. And, of course, we all go through changes as we age. A fairly broad topic. I don't know where you want to start from, what you want to kind of focus on, so I'll just let you start.
Well, again, sexual function is a very important function for all of us. And, again, as we age, sexual frequency, sexual function does change. It's a very important topic that I bring up with practically all of my patients at one point or another during their either annual examinations or periodic evaluations. Unless patients bring it up to me, which again is also fairly common, when people are mentioning to me, whether it's a male or female, that, you know, my sexual function has diminished, either I've lost desire or I'm having difficulties with performance. For men, it may be an issue with getting or maintaining the erection. For women, it may be an issue regarding just loss of pleasure, loss of desire. And again, it's a conversation that I typically have mainly because many people don't really understand what's normal and what's not. For example, I have some people way into their 70s and 80s that are still having an active sex life of some degree and will tell me that they're having some intimacy or sexual contact sometimes as much as once or twice a week. So, again, it's not unheard of as we get into the 70s and 80s that people are still sexually active. So, again, one of the questions people often ask is, you know, is it normal at my age, whether I'm in my 60s or 70s, that sexual function is diminished? And that usually opens the conversation about expectations, how much of an issue is it? And, again, it gets to be a very interesting conversation because it's complicated. Again, many men, typically it's more the man, but sometimes I will see it with the woman as well, who are just not satisfied in the relationship because either they're having problems themselves or their spouse is having an issue and they really don't know how to breach the topic and they really don't know what expectations. So, again, there's a lot of different factors that we get into once we open conversation and have a discussion.
Well, you figure we're definitely living much longer than we used to, so you would think hand in hand we'd be having sex in our 60s, 70s, and even in the 80s, as you said. So sounds like a pretty normal process that everybody's going to be dealing with. I guess right up front, the elephant in the room would be the erectile dysfunction, because I'm sure it's more common with the men than any type of other dysfunction with women. However, it's in our face so much with all the ads for Viagra and that type of thing that you see on television these days, and all the accompanying jokes and all that kind of stuff as well. So I would imagine that that is going to be a big part of a lot of the conversations you're having with these folks as they come in and talk to you.
That's correct. I have men that come in every day asking me for a trial of these medications. And again, it opens up a discussion about expectations. Again, I think the media and the ads definitely have sort of pushed the idea that, you know, we can continue to have sex at, you know, advancing age, which is fine, you know, again, as long as the expectations are realistic. Again, there are many people who have had physical issues. They've got medical issues that affect sexual function, and medicines like the Viagra may not work in that scenario. And interestingly, again, there are women that will come in and will mention to me that they are having problems either with their libido, their sexual desire, or they're having issues with just the physical act, whether it's discomfort or, again, something that's interfering with the pleasurable experience. And again, there's a variety of factors that we look at that could be something either physical, structural, mental. Maybe interfering with that sometimes is medications that can affect the brain and the sensation of sexual arousal in the brain. And again, as the media has shown over the last year or two, there's also now medications to improve sexual libido in the woman. So there are now beginnings of medications that we can also offer a woman to improve sexual function for them.
That was a question I was going to ask you next. Did I recently read something about a female Viagra? It seems like I read it may not have been approved, or maybe I can't keep everything straight. Does that ring a bell with you?
Yeah, there was a medication that was released about 2 years ago with some controversy that works different than the Viagra. Now, Viagra works primarily to facilitate an erection in a male. In the woman, it's, again, more affecting the brain and the pleasurable libido or desire. So again, it works in a different way with some success. So again, that's one of several different things that we could offer a woman, depending on what the problem is, that might assist or facilitate their sexual function. Once we get a good history and understand the various dynamics that, you know, are driving sexual function. So, you know, there's such a wide spectrum of people that are coming in. Certainly with couples, it's important to really understand the dynamic. Often the male comes in, is not sexually satisfied, but, you know, the reality is he's got a spouse who's not healthy, or they, you know, she has issues. And again, that's the problem is, you know, it takes two to tango. So, you know, the problem isn't so much his as, you know, the spouse has issues. I also have people who come in who are not married or single. And, you know, again, they're, you know, looking for ways to enhance their sexual experience. And some of that isn't necessarily very healthy with all the different outlets that are available out there for unhealthy sexual encounters. I see quite a few people at all ages who are paying for sex or, you know, finding other unhealthy sexual outlets, and they're asking for these medications so they can perform and engage in, you know, sort of non-traditional sexual encounters, which opens another conversation.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of, you know, risky sexual behavior. So it's a very complex topic. There's many factors involved. And again, I guess the take-home message for anyone listening who's having either male or female issues with sexual function is sit down and talk to your healthcare provider and just describe what the problem is. Hopefully the provider will listen and really help kind of navigate the realities of what, you know, can be done to assist. And some people can have a great response to using drugs like Viagra. Some men, for example, respond very well with testosterone if their levels are low. Sometimes it's just a matter of making changes on medications that might be affecting sexual function. So some of those may be a fairly easy fix. For others, it's a little more complicated, and it's important to really understand the dynamics that's affecting the sexual function. And sometimes that may require sometimes doing some counseling, working with both the male, the spouse, or the couple together to see what the realistic expectations are. So again, it's a conversation that would be important for anyone out there listening that still wants to continue to engage in having a healthy sexual relationship, but they just don't know where to go.
Well, you do hear a lot about the testosterone treatments for men. You don't hear as much. To me, it seems the perception is that it's fairly normal for desire to drop as females get older. I think a little more so than males. Is that really true?
I don't think so. I mean, the more I talk with people, I find that for both men and women, you know, the desire could be there, you know, into older age. So, no, I don't think it's exclusively a man issue. Again, I think for women, they're a little more private and quiet, and they're probably less likely to discuss it with other people. But the more I talk with women of all ages, the more I find it, that it is an important element of a healthy relationship, particularly people who are in long-standing or healthy relationships, where they want to have sexual intimacy even at older age. And there's no reason why they can't, as long as they're, you know, reasonably healthy, and again, there's not, you know, significant medical issues or illnesses that are interfering with sexual function.
Well, folks, indeed, the take-home message is talk to your healthcare provider. I know in many cases it may be an uncomfortable topic to discuss even with your healthcare provider, but you might be surprised that it's the best way to find an answer to an issue in a relationship that you may have trouble talking about with your partner. It could, in fact, be easier to talk to the healthcare provider about it and get them involved. And don't forget, remember, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always call South Strand Internist and Urgent Care. They're on Glens Bay Road, Surfside Beach, and their phone number 843-650-4006, 650-4006. Dr. Adler, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim.